saw tonight was what we can become and what we can be if we work hard for 48 minutes, respect the game of basketball. And we respect that team and that coach and that system more than any team in the NBA. Now, obviously, we respect all 29 teams, but that one is on top of our list. So that was a quality performance against a quality opponent. And you know, Pat Riley says there's winning and there's misery. Well, there's, for us, there's relief and there's misery. So we got relief, and hopefully it's a sign of what we can do on a nightly basis.
Could you talk about your team's defensive performance today, including its ability to adjust to what they were doing offensively?
Well, again, they execute well as any team in the league. And they execute by screening action, pick and rolls, paint scores, get into the basket, offensive rebounds. And they do it in a very physical manner. And they probably run their offense more physical than any team in the league. You know, every man, five, not just the four man or five man, every player on that team is a physical player when they run their offense. They try to take your space away. And that was the pregame emphasis. Was that we need to take their space away. We need to initiate the contact. And, you know, if we didn't, thank goodness JaVale was there to sort of clog things up and disrupt shots if he didn't block it.
Eddie, describe, are you surprised by the way McGee has kind of like blossomed that quickly?
No, we saw his learning curve in training camp. I mean, we said he's a quick learner. He sticks his nose in there. We saw his, you know, just fantastic athletic ability and his length. And even then I said, I've never seen in all my NBA days, whether it was Kareem or George Johnson or some of the longest shot blockers in the league, he was the longest and more athletic one. So he's really got an athletic base that's off the charts. And when you stick your nose in and you can learn and retain, then you got a good product there.
Talk about the last 2 minutes. I think he scored 12 straight.
Well, I know Antoine's three was probably the biggest shot. You know, we saw the play develop a couple of possessions before that, and Karan got the offensive charge driving through the paint. And, you know, we sort of identified Antoine being open on that particular play. And so we said, let's come back to it. Let's revisit it and see if they continue to leave him open there. And that was a big shot. Now, I think some of them were on free throws. Nick got a layup off of a very well executed play. JaVale set a nice pick, and they were worried about his role. We got a couple of free throws in there on some fouls. But again, Nick's drive, Karan's, I think, tight layup, and Antoine's three, I think, and Nick's drive. Those were the big shots, the big plays.
Took them out a lot of their comfort stuff down the stretch. You didn't let them have easy pick and rolls. They weren't getting the easy.
Well, we kept changing. We knew we had to change the defenses up because they are, you know, the best team in the league. They execute as well as anybody. So you just can't let them. You just can't play man defense every time. They'll just pick you apart. So we changed out different zone coverages, different pick and roll coverages. Stayed with and did what we had to do in our man coverage, being physical, taking some paint stuff away. Sort of staying into Korver a little bit. And, you know, JaVale, again, is cleaning up some stuff that we sort of let slip through the cracks.
I guess you could say the defense had kind of a double-double tonight, 11 steals and 10 blocks. Was that kind of help a defense and intensity?
Yeah, we had to be disruptive. We just couldn't just go with their routes and follow them and trail out and move with them. We had to be disruptive. We had to throw off their timing. We had to have some denials. We had to throw some pressure up. We went from some zone back to man, man full court back to zone. So just had to keep them guessing. Are they in zone, man? Are they pressuring us? Are they just going to lay back on pick and rolls? So we did a lot of different things defensively. We had to.
Is it a sign of Nick's maturity that if he didn't have the best night going, he caught Corbin, Jays in his face?
Yeah, experience, yeah.
He takes the ball to the basket,
right.
A couple free throws for him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he does that last year.
Probably not. He probably wouldn't be in the game, first of all, at that point in last year. But certainly he has grown, and, you know, as complicated sometimes as people talk about our offense and difficult to learn. He's really learned how to run the offense and how to execute and get his shots, and he's become a good passer. So, you know, we always say good ball players, very good ball players, can run any offense if they're unselfish enough, no matter what it is. And he's a good ball player. He's unselfish, got a great instinct to score, and he's getting better defensively. He's right now is one of our smartest players. Well, again, it was Nick, JaVale, and Andre did some really good things out there. You know, our length at one point was Antoine at 3, Andre at 4, and JaVale at 5. So you're looking at 6'9", 2'6", 11 guys, athletic. All three can do things good defensively and offensively. So, and Juan came in and ran the offense very well for us, made some good shots for us. Set the defense. He's always chattering, talking out there. So Juan contributed without, probably didn't have big numbers, but just his influence running the offense and keeping us organized was big. And the threat, you know, sometimes the threat is as dangerous as the action. So they had to stay with him.
What was the difference tonight, effort, execution-wise? You think the other, was that sense of urgency that kicked in and got everything on?
Well, we had, you know, someone mentioned it, we had closing plays. You know, look, we've played hard every game, and we just didn't close plays to close games out. You know, whether it was Milwaukee in overtime, whether it was New Jersey here, I forget the other ones, but certainly Orlando was the only one that we had little energy, didn't have enough energy. But we just didn't close games, and so when you run off 10 straight, somebody said, or whatever it was, that's how you close games out. You got to make shots, you got to execute, you got to get to the basket, you got to make free throws, you got to make a three. And, you know, our we just juices up your defense. So that was the difference. We made winning plays.
Hard to carry on a 16-winning streak now. I mean, what do you do to keep the momentum, you know, going?
Stay humble and remember that what you did tonight. You know, we just worked harder. I thought in the first half we worked harder than they did, and we made plays in the second half, especially down the stretch. So, again, we just have to repeat. This is who we can be. And it wasn't a team that's down on its luck. You know, that team won last night. Now they had a back-to-back, but, you know, still, they're the best, one of the best in the league.
Is there any temptation to start the rookie based on the way he's playing, or do you like the way you're playing?
I think I like the way they're coming off the bench. You know, we still want to get as much as we can from our vets, Ton, Antonio. I think they set the table for us. It might not seem that way to our fans or to you guys, but veteran reliability is something that you need. And they may be a little slow, they may be a little small, they may be not as exciting, but veteran reliability is something that all coaches sort of hang their head on, even for 5 or 6 minutes.
What role, if any, would you credit the game's tempo for impacting your offensive and defensive execution?
That we were physical, that we just, you know, it was a huge sense of urgency. You know, JaVale changed the game. We saw that Boozer wasn't getting all of his nice, you know, lay-ins, and they weren't getting paint scores. And, you know, anytime you can juice yourself up by making shots, we were making shots, we were getting after it, you just keep the momentum going. And, you know, again, leadership means a lot. Caron and Antoine just sort of led the way every time out, at halftime, every dead ball, you know, so. It was great. Again, it was our veterans, guys who didn't play a lot. They're sitting over there on the bench talking a lot of good things, saying a lot of good things, helping JaVale, helping Nick. So it was a total group effort.
Eddie, you're third in NBA longevity for coach. Did you ever have a conversation with Jerry Sloan about how he lasted 20 years?
No, I haven't. I just, you know, we don't talk that way. I had a long conversation with Jerry years ago, and that's going to last me for a lifetime. He really gave me a lot of good advice, and you know, it's just somebody who I really, really admire more than anybody in the league.
And considering how the defense played over the first 5 games, was it especially gratifying that over the last 2 minutes, and not only did they clamp down, but they shut them out for that stretch?
And again, we had to keep the energy up. This team played they were in a dogfight last night in Philly. And, you know, the NBA sometimes just sort of, the schedule beats you up a little bit. And, look, it's a short ride, but, again, we had the energy at the end. And that was, that meant, and we did the things right. There wasn't a whole lot of misassignments defensively. You know, our pick and roll rotations were correct. Chasing people off the screens were correct. When we changed up, everybody was on the same page. So everything popped tonight.
Great. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks.
Hello, man.